Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Austin Peterson here with the Freedom Report podcast. We are live on Facebook. If you're listening to this later, or you're listening to the podcast, I'll do everything I can not to make too many things where we're talking about what you're seeing on the screen. But I do want to make sure that you guys are all caught up with what's going on. If you're not watching this live right now, then you guys should definitely be tuning in to our Facebook live casts. And what does that mean? That means that you are going to basically go to facebook.com and you're going to subscribe to our live streams. How you do that is you go to facebook.com, go to the top of the page. I'm going to show you actually how that works right up here real quick right now. So if you guys are watching this on Facebook right now, which everybody who is at this moment is saying it, but if there's actually at the top of the Facebook pages, you can see on following, you can go, if you're watching this right now and you're not subscribed, click on the following. You can see notifications on all live videos. If you want to turn that on for us, that'll help us to get the word out, and you guys will see whenever we go live. So today we're going to be talking about our white male privileges, and you're lucky to have two beautiful white males right here who can be experts on a topic. This is Jeff Caldwell. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Austin.
Pleasure. Jeff, it's great to be white in America, isn't it?
It's amazing.
It's tough, you know. Like we're all racist, it seems. White supremacy is just it's everywhere nowadays. It seems to be. But actually, what's funny about this is that if you go to like a Donald Trump website or a Facebook page or comments, you'll see actual white supremacists. But what stinks is that nowadays is that everything you do is questioned as a white male, right?
Everybody's watching you.
You don't get an opinion.
Everyone's watching.
And you don't get an opinion because you're a white cis male. And so don't mansplain to me today about your opinion on things is all I want to say. So anyways, hey guys, thanks for joining the show. It's so awesome to be able to do these live streams with you guys and to have you all participating and throwing some jokes. But I'm going to go ahead and drop the list in here so you guys can follow along with us in the show today. And you can share this article with your friends so they can see all the fun and mayhem and hijinks that we get down to on a daily basis. So let's see. Let's drop this in the post right down there.
It is one of the funniest ones that I've read in a long time.
All right. So, Jeff, let's start at the top white male privileges. It's a thing. It's a thing, apparently. But don't tell that to all the homeless people or the majority of men who commit suicide or die in war or have to go down on the Titanic. Apparently, according to social justice warrior idiots, only white males can be racist or sexist. So, in that spirit, we asked our readers to post their white male privileges, and we got some good ones, didn't we, Jeff?
That was awesome.
Yeah. All right, so here's the first privilege that we get as white males, and this was sent to us by Chris, who says, "I'm privileged to not have reproductive rights or any decision in the matter." Ouch. Chris goes right for the jugular here, and he says, "Men have no reproductive rights, only reproductive responsibilities." Mm. according to feminist author Richard Newman, he says, "Male heterosexual responsibility should begin with the realization that once we fertilize the egg, unless we have agreed beforehand with our partner on the consequences, what happens thereafter is beyond our control." Mm. It's sadly true. I mean, women can actually surrender their babies and without informing the father that they've given up the child. This is an interesting problem because if men have no rights to decide on abortion or child surrender, why should we have to pay child support? Shouldn't men not be forced to be a father if a woman doesn't have to be forced to be a mother? What are your thoughts, Jeff?
I really honestly think that's just a crazy notion. Like, we do have responsibility as individuals to make sure that our reproductive rights are protected. Mm-hmm. Because if we give those up, they're gone. And so that would actually mean that the human species potentially would be wiped out. So
now here's a question to the people who are following us live right now. Do you think that a woman ought to be able to give up a child for adoption, surrender a child without the consent of the father?
I personally don't believe so.
Right, but if they have that right, if they have it, shouldn't men not be forced to pay child support then?
An opt-in system?
Yeah. All right, moving on. Okay, so what other white male privilege do we have? We have the privilege of paying full price for college. Mm. Yes, scholarships for minorities. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But sometimes I wish I could get a scholarship just for being Whitey McWhiterson over here. This one time a guy tried to establish a scholarship for white males, and all hell broke loose, of course. This guy's name is Colby Bohannon. He was a former student at Texas State University. He started a scholarship where all you had to be was 25% Caucasian as a way to qualify. And this is a way to show how discrimination is tolerated only when it's against white males. What do you think, Whiteys?
Whew, that's a tough call.
Shut up, white man.
That just goes back to private property rights.
Yeah, private property rights. Okay, how does it go back to private property rights again, Jeff?
Well, the college has the right to say yes or no. So.
Well, but it's a scholarship, right?
So, correct.
And 25% Caucasian. I mean, you could be 70. I mean, Obama is 50% Caucasian.
Sure.
So, I mean, he would have qualified for this.
Of course.
All right, but I mean, do you think, do you see any problem with people starting white scholarship for white people? The Donald Trump Foundation for white poor white kids in trailers?
I don't know. That would be up to the free market to decide. Yeah, I don't have the answer to that.
It'd end up like Hillary Clinton's foundation.
Right. Ooh. But they actually help government, so that's
they help Hillary a lot, is what they do. All right, here we go. Let's moving on. Onward. The ability to rape using only their minds, says a female who said that she needed feminism because men can still rape even without laying a hand on a woman. Mind rape happens all the time, right?
Where's my alien? Like?
Hide your wife, hide your kids. They be mind raping everybody up in here. Okay, exactly how does rape occur without laying a hand on a woman?
I guess you just look at him. Weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
Strange looks.
Strange, yeah. But some people were wondering, you know, if the guy who got the naked dancing guy at the LP convention, was that a violation of the NAP? I mean, was that eyeball rape? Right? Because I didn't consent to seeing him dancing up on that stage.
He did violate the terms and conditions of the hotel.
Oh, really?
No shirt, no shoes, no service.
Oh.
So... he stripped down, violated the rights, so he did violate the nap. But our nap is a little bit different.
That's true. Derek says that the best white privilege is the fact that we have to wake up every morning knowing that we don't have to work, don't have to worry about paying bills, or be concerned for our future because money rolls in thanks to being white.
Yeah.
It's like being born under a money tree, you know, where free stuff just kind of falls into our laps.
That's right.
People give us free stuff all the time just for being a woman. I mean... white male, right, for a white male privilege, right.
I actually established the Federal Reserve in my backyard.
Yeah.
I'm rolling printing press right now.
Anyway, so here are some really good list of funny things. You can pee standing up at a NASCAR race.
I've seen women peeing standing up, so.
Okay, no, we don't need to go on that. We get to live longer in horror movies. We have an inclination to heavy mayo. And we get the yellow bean catalog in the mail, even though we never bought anything.
Yeah.
And so these are some good privileges. All right, Lord, what's wrong with these children? I, too, get the yellow bean catalog in the mail, but I did buy something soft and khaki and something from there once. Steven says, the privilege of paying for everything with my own money. How nice would it be if you have a gal and you get your food and drinks paid for when you go on a date? Like, if that was expected. Like, how nice would that be?
It would be amazing.
I mean, you know, you'd think the fact that women control a majority of the wealth in this country would mean that they'd offer to chip in every once in a while. But sadly, we've got to pay a high price for this privilege. Right? What you guys didn't know? What's that? I hear you on the internet and listening right now. You didn't know that women control a majority of wealth in this country? Whoa. Oh, speaking of the Federal Reserve, did you know a new analysis by the Federal Reserve Board reveals that women actually control 51.3% of the personal wealth in the United States? Listen to this. According to a poll of 1,000 voters conducted jointly by Celinda Lake and Linda Duvall, top female Democrat and Republican pollsters, Americans have an inaccurate picture of the control of wealth by women. The myth that men control most American personal wealth is wrong. 76% of Americans believe that men control more wealth than women, but the fact is that according to the Fed, women control 51.3%. And so why the misperception? Probably because the media pays a lot of attention to things like the wage gap, figures showing women earn less than 80 cents for each dollar earned by men. But this is the wage gap does not take into consideration that women live longer than men and inherit more money than men as a consequence. Interesting.
Now, I know from experience that a lot of ladies who shop where I work, the male is actually there to supply the cash while she's there shopping. And so a lot of the times, she'll pick out what she wants and then he whips out the card and he pays for it. So, I mean, that is also a part of controlling the money.
That's his privilege. That's his privilege. He gets to pay. The next privilege is a big one, but ladies, you're in trouble because it looks like you are about to get this privilege as well. Men have the privilege to die in wars. Ah, yes. Turning 18 in this country offers men the opportunity to be sent to new and exotic lands, meet interesting people, and kill them. And did you know that when you register for the Selective Service, they send you a free razor? That's right. That must be all that free stuff that we get there, right? Yeah, right.
It's part of it.
Of course, they do send those to blacks and Asian men as well. So it's not really exclusively a white privilege. My favorite, though, is like when feminists are like, but men start the wars. And I'm like, yeah, but then are there women who encourage it? Because if you didn't know, during World War I, there was a group called the Order of the White Feather. This was a feminist group, and part of what they did was to fight for women's suffrage, of course. But one of the other things that they did was to support the war. And the Order of the White Feather, this feminist group, would shame men who they thought were not participating in war, right? Mm-hmm. If they saw young men that were home and weren't wearing a uniform, like they were off, they would give them a white feather as a way to shame them, like, what are you doing? You need to go to war.
Wow.
So that's a really interesting part of history. If you didn't know about it, you guys should check that out. But trust me, ladies, you don't want none of this privilege, because now they're trying to get women involved in the Selective Service, mm-hmm. and to draft them. Do you think we should be drafting women, Jeff?
I don't think it should be mandatory. I think they should be able to try and pass all the tests in order to defend our country. It's up to them to decide. But I think they should be held to the same standards as men. If they can't pass the test, then they should be allowed to do something other than serving at the front of the line. So it should be up to the women.
Absolutely. Freedom of choice for men and women, I think, and when it comes to the Selective Service. Mm-hmm. The military should be entirely voluntary.
That's right.
All right. So what about homeless? You know, if you're homeless, at least you got your white male privilege, right? You know, why don't people go and tell the homeless guys out there? There are white males out there. They need to be informed. Because, you know, maybe somebody needs to go out there and check their privilege because there's something wrong. They were born white males, but why is it that the majority of homeless people are white males? Listen to this. Suicide victims, 80% male to 20% female. Workplace fatalities. In the workplace, 93% of workplace fatalities are men. Now, the University of Ohio also shows that 76% of homicide victims are men, compared to 24% females. And when it comes to homeless, blow them out of the water. 61% of men, of homeless people are men, 39% are women. Hmm. Why do you think that is?
I honestly...
It must be our fault, right?
I guess the white man didn't pay enough taxes to cover the welfare state.
If we raise taxes on white males, then we could afford to get more white males off of the street.
Correct.
And then once they get off the street and they start paying taxes, then they go back to the street because it means... You know, you have that whole situation where when you make enough money in welfare, you want to stop working.
Yep.
So, but it's just economics, guys. Screw that. We don't need that. We're racist. It's just racism. Economics is racist. Free markets are racist. We get it, guys. Mm. All right, moving on. My white privilege took me on a bus to school where nobody spoke English, where I was stabbed and had my skull broken for using the bathroom that was claimed by a gang. Apparently, before I was born in California, people... were mean to black people, it was my privilege to accept their punishment. Ouch. Mm-hmm. By being eligible for roles that call only for white males. This is a really good one. In Arthur Miller's The Crucible, I auditioned for the role of Tituba, a slave woman from Barbados. I was cast as the lead John Proctor instead. Thanks, white privilege. You took my dream role. That's interesting. You really don't see white male actors taking on minority roles anymore, mm-hmm. right? Because that is really like a taboo. Mm-hmm. The only guy that was able to get away with it recently was Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder. Yep. And he said, a lot of very interesting things in that movie. He said, never go full retard. So while we're on the subject of political correctness here, why is it okay for that white male to pretend like he's African American and dress mm-hmm. up in blackface and use words like retard? You know why? Because he's a liberal.
Ooh.
Because it's okay to be a racist as long as you're a Democrat, right? Even though the Democratic Party is the party of the KKK and racism and Robert Byrd and all that good stuff. But, you know, who's paying attention? Who's counting? It's always those white males that are the problem.
It's always buried in the news. You never see it.
Right. Ooh, and an Asian guy drops in, says, at least I got my Asian privilege, because it turns out that Asians face extra pitfalls on the path to Ivy League universities. Yeah, Caucasians. Are Asian people white? I guess, I don't think they are. You don't say what they are, because if you do, then that's racist.
Yeah.
So Asians, we need more diversity in higher education, they say, but top U.S. universities will actually discriminate against Asians because they'll have so many Asians that will outpace Caucasians, blacks, you know, whatever. They actually have reverse affirmative action for Asians. So I guess it's better to be a white male than it is to be an Asian, because you're going to be double discriminated against, right?
There you go. We're doubling down on this one.
Yeah, we are. Right. Yeah. So here's the interesting thing, probably the best part of this. The term white privilege is by its very nature racist, not to mention conspiratorial and based on hasty generalizations. What do you have to say about that, Jeff?
I am 100% behind that one.
Absolutely. It's a conspiracy theory, the patriarchy, ladies and gentlemen. If you want a real patriarchy, you could go check out Saudi Arabia, where the white male privilege is nowhere to be found, actually. Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy this show, do us a favor. Check out the Stonegate Institute. Stonegate is my new activist institute, my new nonprofit that's dedicated to fighting for free markets, economic freedom, and personal liberty. Only a few more days left to get a chance to win this trash gun, this replica of George Washington's flintlock pistol. At the end of the month, we're going to decide two lucky winners. Two of those people will get to walk away with my gun, my flintlock pistol. So don't forget to sign up. If you donate $25, you'll be entered to win. And Stonegate is spelled Stonegait, Stonegate, like the gate of a horse. StonegateInstitute.org. If you donate by the end of the month, you'll get entered to win one of those flintlock pistols. Jeff, did you have anything you needed to plug? We had a really good event last week in Kansas.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
So I am the 3rd District Coordinator for the Libertarian Party of Kansas, and that's actually like the Kansas City area in Kansas. And we just had a fundraiser for our candidates. We have 3 local candidates running for the state level, and we did raise $762 at that event. We had about 60 people show up, 60 to 65 people. The room, according to the government, was supposed to hold a little bit less than that, but we're libertarians. So they allowed for standing room only in the event, and it was a free pizza event. It was awesome. Austin was a keynote speaker for us. It was a really great turnout, had a lot of fun. We're having a fantasy football draft tonight, actually. So another fundraising event for us. And if you want to participate, I can create a second league, but it is $100. $50 towards
where can people go to find out more?
It's 3dlpks.org. So it's like the 3rd District Libertarian Party of Kansas.
Number 3, letter D.
LP, Libertarian Party, KS, Kansas. 3dlpks.org.
Great.
And it's under the event section.
All right. Well, and one last plug before we go, guys. Do you like reading the LibertarianRepublic.com, but you hate all the ads? Well, we've got a solution for you. If you go to the LibertarianRepublic.com, there will be a pop-up that's one of those things that will be gone as soon as you become a monthly subscriber or an annual subscriber. Then all you have to do is log into the account. You get to read all of our content for free, and our listicles, like the one that we're talking about today, come all on one page. We've got a lot of satisfied customers who love it because they just hate seeing the ads. but that's how we can afford to run this website. Very expensive. But thanks so very much for watching our live stream today or for listening. You can also subscribe to the Freedom Report podcast on iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher if that's your thing. Listen to us on the way to work. Spread the message. If you can't donate to the Stonegate Institute or you cannot become a member to help support us, just do us a favor and share this live stream with your friends out. Make sure that you go to the notifications on the Facebook page and click the Get Live updates whenever we go live. And thanks so much. Have a great week. It's a happy Monday.
Have a good week, guys.
See y'all later.
Thanks, Austin.